This is Lebanon's crisis. People can't get the things they need for daily life.
By now, the Middle East should be used to serve in as the figurative knot in the rope for the constant tug of war between East and West. Resource rich and democracy poor, there's hardly been a year in the past century where wars, coups, or political corruption didn't plague some parts of the Middle East. Today, the region again finds itself at the epicenter of a seismic shift in global power dynamics, largely fueled by the escalating rivalry between the United States and China. But while resources are and geopolitical leverage are still major factors in this new economic battle, things are not as quite as simple as they seem. Indeed, China's entry into the complex web of alliances and conflicts that make up the Middle East marks the beginning of a new era, one that will likely challenge the traditional hegemony of the United States and herald a multipolar world order. In this video, we will take a closer look at just what that is. My name is Dr. David Waralu, and you are watching Geopolitics in Conflict. The show is sponsored by DontWastePower.com. The Middle East's pivotal role in global energy markets and geopolitics simply cannot be overstated. And though many feel that the transition to renewable energy could lessen the importance of these oil-rich nations, it's crucial to understand that this is not their only resource. China's relentless pursuit of energy security and its Belt and Road Initiative have seen it deepen its foothold in the region, transforming traditional power structures and forging new strategic partnerships. Also known as the Silk Road Economic Belt, the Belt and Road Initiative is a global development strategy aimed at enhancing regional connectivity by building infrastructure and broadening trade links between Asia, Africa, and Europe. Introduced in 2013, it is one of the most ambitious infrastructure and investment projects in history. But many, mainly in the West, feel the ultra-positive connectivity narrative is a cover for something far more insidious.
Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number of 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household can't afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bills thanks to this little device that I absolutely love. I want to slash my power bills, beat the greedy utility companies, and keep more money in my pocket every month. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reducing your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to use our link in the description below to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off, and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase. With many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to www.don'twastepower.com. That's www.don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's www.don'twastepower.com. Order now.
The Belt and Road Initiative, the world's biggest development program, lending close to $1 trillion.
China's energy security and economic expansion. At the heart of China's Middle East strategy lies its quest to secure energy resources, a mission critical to sustaining its rapid economic growth. by becoming the Gulf Cooperation Council's largest trading partner. China has not only ensured a steady supply of oil, but has also embedded itself within the economic fabric of the region. Through the Belt and Road Initiative, Beijing has embarked on a series of ambitious infrastructure projects, from the developments of the Red Sea Gateway Terminal to extensive investments in the infrastructure of Iraq and Iran. These projects, while ostensibly economic, also carry significant strategic weight. Perhaps more importantly, they enable China to wave a network of influence across West Asia. By its very nature, China's Digital Silk Road Initiative clearly aims to extend the superpower's technological reach as well. As we speak, China is securing contracts for 5G networks and collaborating on cybersecurity, aligning itself with an entire region's digital transformational goals. This technological penetration not only enhances China's economic ties, but also its capacity to project soft power, shaping the digital future of the Middle East. Meanwhile, the region's contribution to China's energy imports is crucial. With Beijing's strategy encompassing securing oil resources as well as investing in the broader energy sector, including renewable projects, this strategic dependency on Middle Eastern oil has become a cornerstone of China's energy policy, highlighting the critical nature of its relationship with oil-rich Gulf states. Potential conflict scenarios and strategic leverage. There is no question that the Middle East is and will likely always remain a hotbed of political, religious, and ethnic tensions. Sunni and Shiite Muslims, as well as Christians and Jews, form distinct blocs, as do Arabs, Persians, and countless smaller racial sects. The entire region is nearly compartmentalized into predetermined factions, very few of which get along. This is by no means a recipe for stability, and both China and the United States know it. Looking beyond China's economic endeavor, the country's military relations and armed trade with nations like Saudi Arabia and Iran underscore its strategic intentions. By filling the void left by Western hesitancy to maintain Middle Eastern armed sales, China has been able to bolster its geopolitical stance while embedding itself deeper into the region's security architecture. Its principle of non-intervention and commitment to mutual interest not only resonates with Middle Eastern states, but also offers an attractive alternative to the often conditional relationships fostered by Western powers. China's diplomatic initiatives have also gained momentum, with the country's top agents mediating high-profile conflict and fostering agreements like the Iran-Saudi Arabia reconciliation. These efforts not only enhance China's stature as peacemaker, but position it as a reliable alternative to traditional, dishonest Western diplomacy. Yet, the West is by no means uninvolved. In fact, the United States' significant military presence in the Middle East often acts as a counterbalance to China's economic ventures. With strategic choke points like the Suez Canal and Straits of Hormuz playing a pivotal role in the global energy supply chain.
USS Eisenhower aircraft carrier strike group that was set to join the USS Ford strike group in the Mediterranean is instead headed to Middle Eastern waters.
Our advice is don't. We maintain and we won't hesitate to take the appropriate action.
Knowing this, China too has begun to position its military strategically across the region, specifically in places like Oman, the United Arab Emirates, and even Djibouti. This can only be seen as a direct challenge to the United States' interests and serves to underscore both the potential for conflict and the need for strategic leverage. China's military expansion in Oman and the United Arab Emirates. China's negotiations for military bases in Oman and the United Arab Emirates highlight a strategic push to safeguard its energy interests and shipping routes. However, the country's emerging military footprint not only alters the strategic balance in the region, but also mitigates vulnerabilities related to China's energy imports. Whatever one's opinion on the matter is, this clearly showcases China's comprehensive approach to securing its geopolitical and economic objectives. First and foremost, these locations offer critical access to key maritime routes that are essential for China's energy imports and exports. The Straits of Hormuz, adjacent to Oman, is a vital choke point through which a significant portion of world oil passes. Similarly, the United Arab Emirates' geographical positioning provides a strategic depth and access to the Arabian Gulf and the Indian Ocean, enhancing China's ability to project power and protect its maritime interests. Beyond energy security, China's military expansion into Oman and the United Arab Emirates serves broader geopolitical objectives. It signals China's readiness to take on a more assertive role in regional and global affairs, challenging the traditional security paradigms dominated by Western powers, particularly the United States. A military presence in these strategic locations enhances China's capacity to influence regional security dynamics, which will provide the country with much more leverage in diplomatic negotiations and geopolitical confrontations. Broader geopolitical implications. Even the most cautioned optimists will be silly to deny that the ascendancy of China in the Middle East poses a direct challenge to the United States' interests and the latter's traditional role as the region's security guarantor. While many argue that the United States needs to recalibrate its strategy, its lack of credibility hinders any effort to that end. Furthermore, balancing the need to counter Chinese influence with the recognition of the region's shifting dynamics is a foregone conclusion. However, such a recalibration would require a multifaceted approach that prioritizes diplomacy, economic engagement, and strengthening cultural and educational ties. Over the past century, the United States has proven that this is not exactly its strong suit. Moreover, past interventionist forays into the Middle East have not exactly endeared the U.S. to the region. Where China can romance Middle Eastern leaders at will, the United States is more akin to an abusive ex showing up at the door with apology flowers. Here's my conclusion for you. The intensification of the U.S.-China rivalry in the Middle East underscores a fundamental shift in the global order. As China continues to expand its economic, military, and diplomatic footprints, the Middle East has emerged as a critical arena for this East versus West power competition. But as important as it is, the implications of this rivalry extend beyond the region, affecting global energy markets, international security, and the broader architecture of global governance. How the United States and China navigate this new reality will have profound implications for the region and the world. Feel free to comment, but as always, we ask that you try to keep things civil so that we can have an informed discussion that benefits everyone. Also, please like, share, and subscribe for more comprehensive and balanced political analyses on today's biggest issues. Thank you.